AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Pope Francis is in New York this morning preparing to address the UN. But not everybody is cheering and celebrating his U.S. tour. Bassam Haddad is in Philadelphia, the Pope's next stop. He says he was sexually abused by a priest when he was a young teenager. And although the Pope has spoken of child molestation as a crime, advocates like Haddad say he has to do more.
He's trying to cover it up so people forget and move on because he's the Pope. He knows people respect him. And whatever he says, people are going to listen. You know, or at least some people, I'm not going to listen. And neither are the other victims of this sex abuse.
The Vatican denies that Francis is giving short shrift to victims suffering. He's got a full schedule of activities today in New York. Our Warren Levinson is there.
On his only full day in New York, Pope Francis ranges far and wide across Manhattan. He addresses the United Nations General Assembly. He takes part in an interfaith service at the 9/11 Memorial Museum. He visits a school in Harlem, and he celebrates Mass for 20,000 at Madison Square Garden. In between, the Pope travels through Central Park. He doesn't have an event there, just passes through. But 80,000 tickets have been issued for people who just want to watch it happen. Yesterday, adoring crowds lined his route to St. Patrick's Cathedral, where he praised American nuns for their courage in the face of a now rescinded Vatican crackdown. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping weighed into some tense issues when they meet today. China's cyber spying in the U.S. is among them, though China denies it's hacking government and businesses here in the U.S. Volkswagen officials meet today in Berlin to discuss who to name as CEO. After Martin Vinterkorn quit this week over the VW emissions rigging scandal. Looks like a tornado has hit Charleston, South Carolina. Nobody injured that we know of, but some homes have been damaged. This is AP Radio News. This has never happened before. Two Jesuit universities are rescinding honorary degrees given to Bill Cosby. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Back in 2001, Fordham University in New York City gave an honorary degree to Bill Cosby. 2 years ago, Marquette University did the same. Now both schools are taking their degrees back because of what's come out about Cosby's dealings with women. He has admitted having extramarital relationships with several women, including some who now have accused him of sexual assault. He's never been charged with the crime. Previously, Spelman College, Temple University, and Central State University severed their ties with Cosby. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio wants to give a tax break to employers who give their workers paid family leave. Rubio will announce his plan this morning when he speaks before the Values Voters Summit in Washington. That's an annual gathering of social conservatives. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.